We go and we meet with young people, we see what they're creating, we record with them, we collaborate with them, we work with community radio stations at the same time. So we're really plugging into communities that maybe people don't really get to engage with. And we see what's going on in terms of what young people are talking about and singing about.
Now, so the whole goal is to establish a solar-powered recording facilities at each of the community partner stations you work with in Mozambique, right, Simon?
That's correct. Yeah, we actually set up a solar-powered system on our 4x4. And what that means is that we can record wherever we want to and record in some very interesting places. We found that working community radio stations, that a lot of them had problems with electrical surges, interruptions of power supply, and of course there's often a lot of sun around in Southern Africa, so it just makes sense to partner putting in basic recording facilities with solar power. The community radios we worked with obviously gave us access to musicians in the areas, and a lot of musicians had very little opportunity to record. So they were very excited to actually have the opportunity, but also we're obviously very excited about the possibilities going forward, you know, once we've actually put in basic recording facilities to see how these things are going to be utilized.
I know you worked with a lot of musicians that you came across and recorded. Who would you like us to sample at this minute?
Take a listen to a young guy. He was recorded in Furan Kongo, which is about 170 kilometers north of the town of Tet. And we recorded a young guy called Million Isaac Jr., who has the most remarkable voice.
Can I just ask, why northern Mozambique?
Yes, that's a question we get often.
And we're still asking ourselves.
We chose it because Julio Sagalkwe, he's our lead musical advisor, and he's the guitarist in Freshy Ground. He's actually Mozambican, but he's from Maputo, and he hasn't actually explored northern Mozambique. And really, northern Mozambique is the least explored geographically and musically. People, when they think of Mozambique, they think of the south. Mm-hmm. And Mozambique is such a huge country. And so we thought, well, Julio's Mozambican. He wants to go and explore his country. It would be a lovely way to pilot the project. We are very proud of the music that came out of the trip.
Musicians had never had the opportunity to record, and this was the first time that they were sitting in front of a microphone, the first time that we were workshopping material with an instrument, a guitar, and obviously trying to give feedback and trying to facilitate an environment where we can be creative is really difficult if you're struggling to communicate. So it was a challenge, but we enjoyed it, and I think we came out having worked with over 20 artists. There's an album with 17 tracks on it, and so the resultant album is a collaborative exercise.
I remember, baby, I had to say the long time. I want to marry very well, to do love you always.
Love what you got in the end.
Yeah, I mean, look, I loved a lot of it.
Often our recording sessions were taking place in really beautiful, interesting places, because that's what we can do with the mobile recording studio. We can record anywhere. So we ended up in ruins, on top of mountains, in mango groves, in old forts. It was just such an amazing experience.
Whose musical note shall we end on?
One of my favorites is a track that we recorded with a young tourist guide on Ilha de Mozambique. His name is Harry Potter, and he's quite a character. Because he's a tourist guide, he meets a lot of people from all over the world, and so he's actually taught himself 7 languages. He wrote a song for us about respecting his grandfather and what he had done for Mozambique and where Mozambique is going now. So I think it'd be lovely to play out with Harry Potter.
Depende. Messiah.